Welcome to the Colts Free Agent Preview Podcast, a look at some key in-house free agents this offseason. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor, from the Indiana Union Construction Industry Radio Studio.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back again. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our Free Agency Preview Podcast series. Today, joined by J.J. Stankiewicz, Casey Valier. Fresh off the combine here, we're back in the studio. College basketball about to head down the stretch. The month of March is here. We got March Madness. We got the NFL about to heat up again with free agency on the near horizon. And that's why we are here today continuing to talk about free agency and our free agent spotlights. This is our eighth podcast in this series. We've already talked about Michael Pittman Jr., Gardner Minshew, Zach Moss, Grover Stewart, Kenny Moore II, Julian Blackman. We did Rigoberto Sanchez right before the combine. And today we're doubling up on the defensive line fellas, focusing on Taven Bryan and Tyquan Lewis, who are both free agents as well. So that was a mouthful, Case. How are we doing over there, pal?
We're good. I mean, did you guys enjoy your off season? Because it's over now.
Yeah, there's like that. There's
that's
that
what
week.
I say that's it.
There was like 1 week in January, and then that week before the combine was maybe a little bit down. You know, a little bit of downtime. But it's so funny this time of year where being in this state where everyone's gearing up for college basketball. But then all the headlines are going to be about what the Colts are going to do in free agency.
Yeah. That's the best part. You watch all these college basketball tournaments like on Thursday night, Friday night. You stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning watching the Pac-12. And all you do is you just watch the scroll. Yeah, by the way, RIP to the Pac-12. Soak it in while you can, fellas.
Right.
But you just watch the scroll saying the Ravens have signed this, the 49ers have done that. And it's like, whoa!
Well, it's always funny. Like a couple of my friends have like a March Madness party that first Friday of the bracket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't go. Like, this is my busy week right here. I don't know. Someone might be walking in the door of the facility right now to sign a contract. I got to be in.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the shame of it is we don't get to experience the glory of 17 TVs going on at one time watching college basketball with the conference tournament games and, of course, the playing games and the first round games. We make up for it in other ways. So let's talk about some key rotational players, if you will, for the Colts. Along that defensive line, let's talk about Taven Bryan and Tyquan Lewis. Taven Bryan signed a one-year deal with the Colts last year in the offseason. He's been on three teams in the last 3 years. Hits free agency here again. Last year, played in every game, played in over 20% of the snaps in 9 games. He had 22 tackles, 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, and 1 forced fumble. He started 7 games last year, including all 6 of the games where Grover Stewart was suspended. So we'll talk about Tyquan Lewis in just a second, go over that capsule when we get to Tyquan's portion of this podcast. But let's leave it there with Taven, JJ. What kind of season did Taven have? What was his role for the Colts?
Kind of that rotational defensive tackle who could play the 3-tech in relief of DeForest Buckner or at the nose in relief of Grover Stewart. Guy's a former first-round pick, has some talent. You know, you look at just kind of how the Colts used him this year. He played 29.3% of the Colts' defensive snaps in those 17 games. That was his lowest defensive snap percentage of his career.
Yeah.
And, he started off the season pretty good. He was getting some sacks early on. He had that strip sack against Baltimore, made some plays against the run. And then, his production certainly faded as the season went on. He didn't have a TFL after week 10. He didn't have a sack after week 3. So, a guy who the Colts needed to play quite a bit, especially when Grover Stewart went out with his suspension, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But a guy who, maybe wasn't, he was more of that kind of rotational guy who gets in there, gives everyone a rest, but wasn't out there making a ton of plays against the run and against the pass.
Yeah, and that's kind of right where I was as well. You watched when Taven was in there, and essentially it was just to kind of give, those two big dogs just a breath. But you talked about his playing time did go up when Grover was out, and that's where I think, you kind of saw no stab at Taven Bryan, but that's where you really saw how important a guy like Grover Stewart was to the defense, especially, when you kind of you're trying to fill in with Taven Bryan and Eric Johnson and, a little Adetamwa Abare, ultimately you realized with seeing the amount of playing time with Taven Bryan, the importance that a guy like Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner are, and that's kind of what Taven Bryan was, just kind of that serviceable veteran when you need, a splash here and there.
Yeah, to your point, the Colts gave up an average of 153 rushing yards per game when Brian started for Grover Stewart during that six-game suspension. And it wasn't just those games, too, to your point, Casey. I mean, we talked about this when we did Grover Spotlight. I mean, when Grover was out of the ball game in the games that he was healthy for, I should say not suspended for, when he was over on the sidelines getting a blow, like you didn't have to be a football savant to know that the running defense, it's just different. The offensive line's ability to penetrate upfield, it's just different. It looks different. Is that all Taven Bryan, or does that just prove that, you know, Brian's a rotational player at this stage in his career, and there is a difference between a guy like Grover Stewart and Taven Bryan in terms of the role that they play?
No, I don't think it's all on Taven. I think that just kind of shows the importance, as I kind of mentioned in the last part, you know, the importance that Grover Stewart has, and that ultimately I think Taven Bryan is kind of what he is. He is just a rotational guy at this point in his career. I know he's still a younger guy. I mean, he's not like he's, you know, into his 30s yet, but ultimately he is a guy that probably at this point is just that back-end depth piece when you need, you know, a splash here and there.
Yeah, you know, give the guys a rest, you know, get in there. I think you would have liked to see a little more playmaking from him. You know, the Colts very much do hold their rotational guys to a high standard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't want to have that drop-off, which we'll get into with the next guy we're going to talk about, who I don't think had much of a drop-off when he was in.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, the Colts signed Taven Bryan to be a rotational guy. That's who he is, and that's who he probably will be for the course of his NFL career.
Yeah, just food for thought. I mean, can the Colts, can they afford to lose both guys, Grover Stewart and Taven Bryan, in the offseason?
I mean,
Grover obviously is going to be higher on the pecking order, the priority list, but can you lose Taven Bryan and Grover Stewart in the same offseason with you know, only having seven draft picks?
Yeah, I think you can find a Taven Bryan in free agency, you know, whether it's, you know, you either bring him back or you find someone else, you know, out there. Those guys are going to be available every year. It's the Grover Stewart is not available every year.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, we talked about him on the previous podcast, but a guy who has such an outsized impact on your run defense, those guys are not available in free agency every year.
All right, let's go to Tyquan Lewis. Tyquan finished his sixth NFL season all with the Colts. He had four sacks, tying his career high. He added a career-high 13 quarterback hits last year as well. Played in all 17 games, marked just the second time in his career that he played double-digit games in a season. Had a tremendous comeback year after tearing the patellar tendon in his right and left knees, respectively, in 2021 and 2022. Both of those years were contract years for him and still came back to the Colts both times, which obviously speaks to how much they like him and appreciate his leadership. We'll get into that in just a moment. But picking up there, Casey, how impressed were you with Tyquan Lewis and his season, considering all that he's been through? You know, his last 2 years have come up short, dramatically short, with those injuries that have happened in each of the last two Octobers.
No, it's pretty awesome. I mean, one of the things that we get the benefit of doing is, in some ways, not saying we're best friends with these guys, but you get to know these guys. And Tyquan Lewis, he's just a different breed. I mean, he's the kind of guy that you talk to him about the injury, and he always talks that, oh, when it happened, I just thought about the recovery. And it, not at all sulking and why this happened. It's all, this is going to better me down the road, which anybody with that kind of mentality,
sure,
much different than me, I'm sure I would have been crying and, you know, complaining about everything. But so you see all of that led into him coming into 23 and him being able to play all 17 games. I know there's a part of me that, you know, kind of brings a smile to me, because you know what a guy, you know, outside of the football field that Tyquan Lewis is. So for him to be able to play an entire year, and ultimately, as JJ alluded to a little while ago, I mean, when he was out there, he made an impact every time he was on the field. Now, I know he didn't play a huge amount of snaps, but he was an impact player when he was out there. So it was really, really good to see Tyquan play all 17.
So when you pull up the most efficient pass rushers in the NFL last year, Pro Football Focus has a stat, pass rushing productivity, which is essentially, it spits out a number where it looks at your sacks, hits, and hurries relative to how many pass rushing snaps you played. Tyquan Lewis was 16th in the NFL among defensive ends with a pass rushing productivity number of 9.8. Don't worry about what that means. Worry about who he's ahead of in that. Bradley Chubb is one spot right behind him.
Pretty good.
The great Dolphins edge rusher. He's ahead of Will Anderson Jr., the defensive rookie of the year.
Pretty good.
Rashawn Gary just got a big contract from the Green Bay Packers. Jadeveon Clowney's a name we know. Down the list, Max Crosby, George Karloftis, Jonathan Grenard, Danielle Hunter. He's ahead of all these guys. Now, granted, he played fewer snaps.
Right.
because he was more of a rotational guy. So if you look at also pass rush win rate, which is essentially how many times did you beat the guy in front of you, a percentage of that.
Mm-hmm.
Tyquan Lewis's pass rush win rate, which is hard to say, was 17.1%. That is 15th among defensive ends last year, ahead of T.J. Watt, Bradley Chubb, Will Anderson, Joey Bosa, Rashawn Gary, Danielle Hunter, Max Crosby, Shaquille Barrett, and go on and on that.
Wow. Yeah.
So but what that just shows you is that when Tyquan was on the field, he was playing not just at a high level, but probably at the highest level of his career, which then with
coming
the context,
off two injuries.
Right, that was the context Casey brought up.
Right.
Two patella injuries, one on each knee, basically 1 year apart.
Yeah, it's like the exact same, essentially
weekend.
The same week.
Yeah. Yeah.
For him to, if you come back from one patella injury and play as well as Tyquan did, that would be impressive, but he came back from two.
I mean, he played 30, to your point, Casey, he played 36.5% of the snaps last year.
Yeah.
And we talked about his numbers. We talked about the production. 9 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 13 quarterback hits. I mean, from an efficiency standpoint, that's way more efficient than a lot of the players on the Colts roster that are playing way more consistently. Dio Odengbo and Kwity Paye. Kwity Paye had 8 tackles for loss, 9 quarterback hits, and played 264 more snaps on the season. What are we to make of that?
You know, it's one of those things that Matt.
Why is he so efficient?
That's one of the things that being a part of the radio broadcast. You know, your partner and Rick Venturi, he loves Tyquan Lewis, and he makes a note of it every time that Tyquan Lewis subs into the game because of what we talk about. It seems like he's always making a play when he's out there, and that is the case. I mean, it seems like anytime Tyquan was on the field, he is in the backfield. He is creating some sort of of pressure, or he's making offenses really pay attention to where he was on the field. And it's hard to do when you play that few of snaps.
Yeah, I've talked to players and coaches about this, about how difficult it is to be a rotational pass rusher where
and still make an impact.
Right, because when you talk to DeForest Buckner about it, he's kind of doing a dance. It's like a pitcher setting up a changeup to get a strikeout. Like he's, fastball, and then bam, you hit him with the changeup and you get a swing and a miss and you get a sack.
Yeah.
For Tyquan, when he comes in, you might get one or two reps at a time, so you don't have time to say, I'm going to set up power by going speed. I got to go beat the guy in front of me however I can. And that's really impressive. That speaks to the veteran experience that he brings and just that such a great mentality for that entire room of like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to go beat the guy in front of me. I don't have time
win.
To set it up.
I got
to
win.
I think it's great for, especially a guy like Dio Odengbo to see from Tyquan, where, Dio coming along, started his career as a rotational pass rusher, still may be in that role. Just go beat the guy in front of you. Figure out how to do it, and you won't have as much time as, Kwity or Samson or Buck or any of those guys, but just go do it. And Tyquan's done a really good job of that.
And towards the end of the season, we saw a lot of Tyquan Lewis playing more on third down in key situations, high leverage situations during the game. The Week 18 game against the Houston Texans in the fourth quarter, I distinctly remember seeing Tyquan Lewis out there getting some run on third down. It was Tyquan, it was Buckner, Odengbo, and Ebikam on third down, playing in the stead of Kwity Paye at times. But Casey, going back to the intangible stuff off the field, the leadership there with Tyquan Lewis, how much is that worth in free agency going into a seventh season? I don't know if there's anybody else in that locker room that has seen more highs and more lows from a team standpoint, and certainly from a personal standpoint, with all the adversity that's been thrown his way.
No, you're not wrong there. I mean, he's definitely one of those glue guys. I mean, he is a guy that you go in that locker room and everybody has a good thing to say about Tyquan, and it's hard to find that. You can't just sign somebody or draft somebody who automatically is going to come in and have that type of you talk about leadership. That's what Tyquan Lewis is. I mean, he is a guy in that room where people just flock to what Tyquan is doing. And so it's going to be really hard if that's the route they go. If Tyquan Lewis, gets a job somewhere else, you've got a lot of things you've got to replace, because not only is he great off the field, but on the field, he's got that versatility where guys can trust him to play in multiple spots, and that plays into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot that Tyquan Lewis brings. We talked about this with, I want to say it was with Rigoberto Sanchez, where you look at your priority list of free agents, and he may not be on the top, but when you get to him, you kind of have to take a step back and go, wow, he's pretty important to what we're trying to do, because he fits this one, and this one. So it's
no one is opposed to bringing him back.
Right, 100%.
You know, as long as it makes sense from a dollar standpoint.
Exactly.
So when you go and you look at what Tyquan did on third down, to kind of go back to what you're saying, Maytay, a lot of what he did rushing was from the interior, where the Colts would kind of bring that package on. But I was just rewatching a play, as Casey, you were talking here, against Pittsburgh. It was a 3rd and 4 where Pittsburgh was backed up toward the Colts end zone. Tyquan took a double team on, and he just kept moving his feet, moving his hands, and he pushed two guys to kind of move Mitch Trubisky off his spot a little bit. The pass was still completed. There's a penalty on the play. I don't remember exactly what wound up happening. But just stuff like that where, okay, yeah, I got a double team on the interior. I might be a quote-unquote defensive end. Still pushes those guys back into the pocket to affect the play. Like that play is like defining for me for Tyquan Lewis. Right. Just he doesn't give up. He's got a great motor. He's got great hands, good strength, and just that attitude that he brings is something that really benefits, I think, an entire team.
Yeah, the attitude is there, the production is there, the leadership is there, and the personality too. I mean, there's always a party at Tyquan Lewis's locker. How many times, Casey, has Tyquan Lewis grabbed my microphone or your microphone and started freestyling?
Oh,
well,
okay. Yes, all right, absolutely.
Well, so here's a story.
Tyquan, I love you, but I got a job to do.
So Tyquan does that with your microphone. So quick little story. I think
he's
written
stories. We've read him on Colts.com.
Because after the Titans game, you know, we land back here in Indianapolis, and I feel a tap on my shoulder, and I'm punching away at an article, and I turn around and it's Tyquan, and he goes, "Hey, give me that computer." So I give it to him, and he starts typing out. He's reading what I'm writing, and it's about the defensive line, and he starts typing out.
Hope he hit save before he got that.
I did, right. And he starts typing out, you know, the Colts are proving themselves to be one of the best defensive lines in the league. And I was like, all right, here you go, buddy. I'll throw you a bone. And I go, let me give you a quick edit here. And I took out one of Colts are proven to be the best defensive line in the league.
Attaboy.
But, I mean, just like a guy who, like, we all love being around. And he's such a leader within that defensive line room, too. You know, obviously everyone looks to DeForest Buckner. He's got skins on the wall. He's got, you know, all pros. He's been in a Super Bowl, all that. But in a way, Tyquan's kind of the emotional leader of that room.
And those guys are like best friends, too.
Yeah. Well, right, yeah. I mean, how could you not be friends with Tyquan if you're in that room? Yeah. He really does kind of lead from the front in that group.
Indeed. Well said all around there. That's all you need to know on Taven Bryan, Tyquan Lewis, both men looking for big things in 2024 as they hit free agency. And we've got one more free agency preview to come. That's coming up later on this week. We'll put the final spotlight, if you will, on Ronnie Harrison and Jake Martin, both guys on defense. And both men came to the Colts in the month of August last year and had some fine moments. Martin was part of that defensive line rotation that we've been talking about. And then Harrison did whatever it took to get on the field.
Yeah,
playing linebacker, playing safety, and proved that he can still play here in the National Football League. So we'll take a look at both of those players when we come back one final time to close out our free agency preview series. For Casey Vallier and J.J. Stankiewicz, boys, buckle up. It's going to get juicy. Free agency will be here before
right
you know
here,
it, coming up next
right around
week,
the corner.
Check out the latest, the authority on the Colts. You got it right here on Colts.com and the Colts Audio Network. For Casey, J.J., I'm Matt, and thanks for listening here on the Colts Audio Network. We'll talk to you soon.